In Yeshua's name. Amen. I have very little to say today because he told me he didn't need any help.
No commentary.
I was getting to that. He went on further to expound. So the only thing I have to say at the beginning of this is, because I was not anticipating doing a devotion today, and when I was asked, I lay in bed and said, well, Father, I don't have nothing on my heart to share with the people, so I guess you do. And he said, immediately he said, I want you to tell them how great I am. Well, you're probably all sitting there saying, I know how great he is, because that's what I thought I knew. And for the last year, he's been reintroducing me to his greatness. And so when he said that, I was like, okie dokie, because that's what he has said very little to me for anybody else this year. He's been speaking what I thought was to me. And then he also said, and you don't need to say much because I can speak for myself. And so he's given me all these scriptures through this year, so we'd have been here several hours. So it was so hard to weed them down. And I said, you show me the ones. And then I found myself writing my thoughts after him. And he said, and no commentary is necessary. That was exactly what he said. So I am going to read a lot of scripture. And a lot of these scriptures you know you're very familiar with, and that's our problem. We get very familiar with them. So today, I want you to listen.
Let me show you a couple more stars. This one is called the Vela Pulsar.
And just let him speak.
Let me show you a couple more stars.
A short thing to say afterwards, and we're going to conclude with a very short video that's going to give us a visual of everything he just said. Now, because I didn't want to take the time to turn to all these scriptures, because it's a lot, I wouldn't do that if you want to write them down. I have three that I will read out of here because they're whole chapters. The ones that were smaller, I wrote down. So you might want to write the scriptures. The first one is the chapter of Psalm 104.
I'll show you a couple more stars.
Bless Yahweh, O my soul. Yahweh, Elohi, thou great, very great, thou art very great, thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covers thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out Shemaim, the heavens, like a tent, who lays the beams of his upper rooms in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks upon the wings of the wind, who makes spirits his messengers, his ministers flame and fire, who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not move out of place forever. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast assigned for them. Thou hast set a boundary that the waters may not pass over, and they return not to cover the earth. He sends the springs into the ravines which run among the mountains. They give drink to every beast of the field. The donkeys quench their thirst. By them shall the birds of the heavens have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He waters the mountains from his upper rooms. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causes the grass to grow for the beast and grass for the service for man, that he may bring forth bread out of the earth and wine that makes glad the heart of man, and oil to make faces to shine, and bread which strengthens the heart of man. The trees of Yahweh are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he has planted, where the birds make their nest. As for the stork, the cypresses are her house. The high hills are a refuge, a shelter for the wild goats, and the rocks for the gophers. He appoints the moon for his appointed times. The sun knows the place of its going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. The sun rises, they retreat. They lay themselves down in their dwelling places. Man goes forth into his work, to his service or labor until evening. Yahweh, how manifold are your works. In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. So is this great and wide spacious sea, wherein are creeping things, innumerable swarming creatures, great and small. There go the ships. There is that Leviathan whom thou hast made to play, to sport, to frolic therein. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their food in the season. That thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thy hand, and they are satisfied with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their spirit, and they expire, and return to the dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, and they are created. Thou renewest the face of the earth. The glory of Yahweh shall endure forever. Yahweh shall rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth, and it trembles. He touches the mountains, and they smoke. I will sing unto Yahweh as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. May my music, my meditation be acceptable to him. I will have joy in Yahweh. Let the sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Praise Yahweh, O my soul, praise Yahweh. Psalm 147, 5. Great is Yahweh and of great strength. To his understanding, intelligence, there is no limit. Psalm 90, verse 2. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the uninhabited world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art Elohim. Psalm 95, 3 through 5. For Yahweh is a great God and great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The peaks of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Psalm 18:3. I will call upon Yahweh, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Joel 3:16. Yahweh also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth will shake, but Yahweh will be the refuge of his people and the fortress, the refuge of the children of Israel. Psalm 66:5-9. Come and see the works of Elohim. He is awesome indeed toward the sons of man. He turned the sea into dry land, and they passed through the sea on foot. There did they rejoice in him. He rules by his power forever. His eyes are a watchman's eyes over the nations. Let not the rebellious ones exalt themselves, Selah. Praise Yahweh, you people, and make the sound of his praise to be heard. He is the one who set our souls in life and does not permit our feet to slip. Isaiah 44:24. Thus saith Yahweh, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am the maker of all, that stretcheth out the heavens alone, that spreadeth out the earth by myself. Isaiah 48:3. Mine hand also hath laid the foundations of the earth, and my hand hath measured the heavens. When I call them, they stand up together. Revelation 1:8. I am he, the Aleph and the Tav, says Yahweh Adonai, the one who is, the one who was, and the one coming. Hallelujah. Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of armies. Now we have a chapter, Job 38. (Clears throat) And then Yahweh answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, Who is this that darkeneth counsel with words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will ask of thee, and thou wilt answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have knowledge. Who has drafted the dimensions thereof, if thou have knowledge or understanding? Or who hath stretched a measuring line across it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof set? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Or who shut up the sea behind the doors? Who brought it forth, issuing out of the womb? When I made the clouds the garment thereof, and thick darkness its swaddling band, and fixed bounds for it, and set bars and doors, and said, Hitherto shalt thou come, but no further, and here shall thy proud ways be stopped? Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days began, or caused the dawn to know its place, that it might seize the ends of the earth, and the evildoers be shaken out of it? It is changed like clay under the seal, and they stand out like a garment. And from the wicked their light is denied, and the upraised arm shall be broken. Hast thou entered into the springs of the sea, or hast thou walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been disclosed unto thee, or hast thou seen the gates of the shadow of death? Hast thou perceived the expanse of the earth? Tell me, if you have knowledge of it all. Where is the way wherein light dwells? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof, that thou shouldest take it to its border, and that thou shouldest have knowledge of the path to its house? Knowest thou it because thou wast then born, or because the number of your days is so great? Hast thou entered into the storehouses of the snow? Or hast thou seen the storehouses of the hail, which I have reserved for the time of trouble, for the day of battle, for war? Which is the way where the light is distributed? Where is scattered the east wind from the earth? Who has cut a channel for the overflowing of waters, or a way for the lightning of thunder, to cause it to rain on the earth where no man is, on the desert wherein there is no man? To saturate a desolate and waste ground, and to cause the bud of the grass to spring forth. Has the rain a father? Or who's begotten the drops of dew, out of whose womb comes the ice and the frost of heaven, who giveth birth to it? The waters harden like stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. Canst thou bind the chains of the Pleiades, or loose the bonds of Orion? Canst thou bring forth the constellations in their times? Or canst thou guide the bear with its children, its young? Knowest thou the statutes of heaven? Canst thou set the rule over the earth? Canst thou lift up thy voice to the clouds, that abundance of rain may cover thee? Canst thou send lightning bolts, that they may go and say unto thee, Here we are? Who has put wisdom in the inward parts? Or who has given understanding to the mind? Who can number the clouds in darkness? Or who can tip the water skins of heaven when the dust hardens in a clump and the clods cleave fast together? Wilt thou hunt the terror for the lioness, or fill the appetites of her whelps when they crouch in their dens and abide in the lair to lie in ambush? Who provides for the raven his food when his young ones cry out unto God? They wander about for lack of food. It continues on into chapter 39 if you want to read that, but for the sake of time, I'm not going to read that one also. Psalm 19, 1 through 6. The heavens declare the glory of Yahweh, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their measuring line is gone out through all the earth. In them hath he set a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his huppah, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. Its going forth is from the end of the heavens, and it is circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hidden from the heat thereof. Psalm 8, 3 through 4. When I consider thy heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou have ordained, what is mankind that you are mindful of him? And the Son of Man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and majesty. The chapter of Psalm 48. Great is Yahweh, greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful in its loftiness, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of our great King. Yahweh is in her citadels, known as her fortress. For behold, the kings were assembled, they advanced together. They saw, and thus they marveled, they were troubled and fled. Trembling took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in labor. Thou breakest the ships of Tarsus with an east wind. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of our great God, in the city of our God. Yahweh will establish it forever. Selah. We meditate on thy loving kindness, O Yahweh, in the midst of thy tabernacle. According to thy name, O Elohim, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, and the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go around her. Count the towers thereof. Mark ye well her ramparts. Consider her citadels, that ye may tell it to the future generations. For this Elohim is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Close the reading of the scriptures with Psalm 33. Thank you, and you can just set it right there. Thank you. The pages are coming out of my Bible in these areas, and I'm having to hold them in. They're completely broken loose. Sing with joy, O Yahweh, in Yahweh, O ye righteous ones, for praise is fitting for the upright ones. Yahweh, praise Yahweh with the harp. Make music unto him with 10-string lyre. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of Yahweh is upright, and all his deeds are done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of Yahweh. By the word of Yahweh were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea like a mound. He lays up the ocean depths in the storehouses. Let all the earth fear Yahweh. Let all the earth, all the inhabitants of the world, stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood firm. Yahweh annuls the plans of the nations. He foils the schemes of the people. The counsel of Yahweh stands from forever, from everlasting. The thoughts of his heart from generation to generation. Happy is the nation whose God is Yahweh, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Yahweh looked down from heaven. He beholds the sons of man. From the place of his habitation, he looks upon the earth. He formed their hearts as one. He considered all their deeds. There is no king save by the multitude of an army. A strong man is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a vain, false thing for deliverance. Neither shall it save by its great strength. Behold, the eye of Yahweh is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his loving kindness, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for Yahweh. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy loving kindness, Yahweh, be upon us, even as we have hoped in thee. Now he has allowed me to say just a very few words. And And this was what he told me I could say. To tell you where the safest place is. Everybody wants to know. Is it a cave? Is it a mountain? Whatever. Well, he's going to tell us today where the safest place is. The safest place to be is in the center of his will. We know that, but where is that? Well, for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, their safest place was right in the middle of the fiery furnace because Yeshua was already there waiting on them. Daniel's safest place was in the lion's den because Yeshua was waiting with the Holy Ghost tranquilizer for the lions. David's safest place was running to meet Goliath, not running away from him, because Jonah tried to run away from his assignment, and that didn't work out too well for him. However, when he obeyed, one man's obedience caused an entire wicked, evil city to repent. Yeshua spoke three words to the storm on the Sea of Galilee. Peace, be still. He is still speaking those words today to every storm, every concern that is in your heart. We're going to see a short video that most of you have already seen. If you're from Gates to Zion, you have already seen it. But it bears re-seeing because it gives a visual of everything. And for me, I'm a visual person. So if that didn't do it for you, and I pray it did, but if you need a little help, I believe at the end of this, you'll have it. And when this is over, amen.
A couple more stars. This one is called the Vela Pulsar, and it's magnificent. It's 1,000 light years away. It's a highly magnetized neutron star. Right. It simply means this star exploded into a supernova, and in the case of the Vela Pulsar, it collapsed back on itself in a magnetic entity. And as the pulsar, it began oscillating on its axis. This one oscillates 11 times a second on its axis. And that doesn't seem to move anybody tonight, so I just encourage you to, when you get back to the hotel, to oscillate 11 times a second on your axis, and you will appreciate the Vela Pulsar in a different way. And as it is oscillating, you can see what's happening. It's shooting a radio frequency out of itself. And so not only do we have this amazing photograph, but we're determined to hear somebody speaking to us. And so through SETI and other highly advanced electromagnetic telescope programs, we're listening to the universe day and night. And I don't know if you know this or not, but when I say we, I mean we as in your tax dollars are paying large sums of money to build radio telescopes that circle the earth to continually listen to see if anybody out there is speaking to us. To date, we have not heard any intelligent life speaking back to us, but we have gotten something for our money, because when they aimed the radio telescopes at the Vela Pulsar, this is what they heard. And this is what this guy does 24/7, day and night, 365 days a year. This is what, from 1,000 light years away, the Vela Pulsar sounds like right now. This is it. Listen to this. Now, I don't know about you, but that blew me away. I'm thinking, wow, this is incredible. You're like, well, what does it mean? I don't know. Is that some kind of Morse code for something, or what does all that mean? I don't know what it means, but, and I don't want to, you know, go too crazy here, but maybe the Vela Pulsar got wind somehow innately of Psalm 148 verse 3, and since it says, praise him, sun and moon and all you shining stars. We're a shining star. We should praise him. Well, how are we going to praise him? I know. Let's oscillate 11 times a second on our axis and see if we can send a radio signal into the universe that would join in the symphony of God's praise from all creation. It's singing. The stars are singing to him. I recently stumbled on 47 Tuck. It's a beautiful cluster of stars. We'll show you the picture of it here. It's about 16,700 light years away from where we are. And you can see just this brilliant, it looks like a sort of, he shoved a lot of diamonds together into a pile. It's an unbelievable number of stars there. Look at these, they blow up that central place right there. There are 12 of these super giant blue stars in there, but the things that are of interest to us tonight are these millisecond pulsars. 23 millisecond pulsars are there, and we've recorded 16 of them. And right now, tonight, while we're sitting in this room, the 16 recorded millisecond pulsars in 47 Tuck are making this sound right now. Beautiful. Who knew? No, God has his own string section. Isn't that beautiful? And we just looked at 11 times a second pulsar and 16 millisecond pulsars, and you start seeing Psalm 48 come to life. But look down at verse 7. It says, "Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all people." So now he's bringing us in. We've got the heavens, we have the hosts, we have the stars, the sun, the moon, and now he says to the earth, and he names everything on the earth in some form or fashion, and then he brings in us, kings of the earth, verse 11, and all people, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. I love that he starts with you great sea creatures. We were in Hawaii a few months ago, and it was whale season there, and I was captivated by these giant beasts, and they seemed like they were putting on a show for us. They'd splash up and roll over and spout and blow, and it was beautiful. And as we were talking to some of the natives about the whales and asking all these questions, how do they get here every year, and how do they know to come to the same place to have their young, their offspring, and how do they know how to journey? And he said, "Oh, you know, the whales, one of the main ways they get around is through the whale songs that they sing." And I got Psalm 148 all inside of me, and I'm like, no kidding, I'm sure they do. And so I got to figure out what the whales sing, and so I start doing a little research, and I go online to find the whale songs, and I just want to bring it to you, because some of you live in Minnesota and don't even know where an ocean is, and so the whale songs could sound like this right here. Take a listen. This Psalm 148 coming to life right in front of us tonight. That's what's happening in all creation. And I had this crazy idea, and I don't know if you know what a mashup is or not, but I had this crazy mashup idea, And I started trying to think, what would it be like to be God? Because we so elevate our songs. And this is no comment on what we've sung tonight. I'm a songwriter, and I believe in artists, and I believe in what we do in corporate worship through song and through music, and one of the expressions of our worship. But I don't think we have a clue, because we don't know the expanse of the worship that is continually surrounding the throne of God. And our songs are great, but God isn't banking on our songs, because he is surrounded by a symphony that's bigger than our wildest dreams tonight. Stars sing and whales sing and the birds fly. And I just tried to imagine, what would it sound like if you could just for a second be God and hear what he hears? And I can't get us there tonight, but I came close. I had a friend who helped me with this little iPad program, and I'm not a DJ, but I just a little thing, just quickly, and I want you to see how this works. I brought this guy in. He's not somebody that we had going already, but I brought one guy in. You should be hearing him by now. I don't know. Are we on? Yeah, if we could get just a little more volume, that'd be great. Thank you very much. Just even a little more volume would be fantastic. Thank you. I'm kind of maxed out here. There we go. This guy, we didn't look at his picture. He's PSRBO329-54. And he's only rotating 1.5 times per second, which is not all that much, but we need him in our little experiment we're going to do here, okay? And then we had the Vela Pulsar. You remember the Vela Pulsar, right? So that's that guy. That's a little too fast for what we're trying to do, so we're going to slow that down, okay? Unedited. It's just two pulsars slowed down and put in sync with each other. It's not a real groovy crowd, I know, but I know where I am, but it's kind of groovy if you hear it. And some of you want to nod a little bit, but you don't know if that's allowed at a reform meeting, and so you just do as the Spirit leads. But isn't that cool? That's just two pulsars. So we're going to put the millisecond guys in there. The ones you just heard, here they come. Whales. And those same whales that you just saw, undoctored and unedited, here they come. And then 16 others, some whales, and we got something going. But I was asking what you're asking, because some people need it really clear. Like, what are they singing? And we tried this, and you just got to know, this is unedited. We just dropped this on, and this is what happened. This is what they might be singing. Oh, You know, you're like, whoa. What the point is simply this, that God is a God who doesn't need anything, and he honestly doesn't need any of us. He doesn't need a band. He doesn't need a song. He's got a universe.